land of myths and legends. The United Kingdom is a highly spiritual land that traces its history back to the ancient Celts, the Saxons, and the Normans. Made up of England, Wales, Scotland, and Northern Ireland, the United Kingdom is a political entity today that is home to a modern, cosmopolitan population. Encompassing the historical and vibrant city of London and the lush gentle terrain of the south to the more rugged highlands in Scotland in the north and the emerald green of Northern Ireland. The United Kingdom continues today to be a land of magic and enchantment. British citizens are beloved for their humour, polite manners and diplomatic spirit. As a people, they are recognised for their initiative in discovery, exploration and in scientific pursuits. The English language has enriched the world's chorus with a wide variety of expressions and a wealth of literature. The language of these small isles has spread throughout the globe and become an international vehicle of communication. The British today have the same longing and passion for the truth as did the Knights of the Round Table in search of the Holy Grail. In ancient times, this thirst moved truth seekers to undertake pilgrimages and seek the wisdom of Druid elders. The same spirit moves the truth seekers of today to search out the adepts of our age. Thus, with sincerity, they invited Supreme Master Ching Hai to share her words of wisdom. She has accepted their invitation and visited the United Kingdom on several occasions. Today we present the conclusion of the three-part discussion, Expectations Dampen Our Spiritual Progress, between Supreme Master Ching Hai and our association members, which took place in London, England, in August 1997.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free-of-charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centres near you.
I was wondering, I've been practicing the convenient method for about 8 weeks. I'm initiated today, but about 2 or 3 weeks after I started the convenient method, I started to see quite a lot of light and heard some sound up until today.
Yes.
But I was wondering whether it was possible that the transmission actually started before today.
Yes.
I felt that it did.
Oh, yes. Of course. It's only a formal, more instructive kind of initiation. The day you want to turn your face toward God, you see already. How can you turn toward somebody you don't see? Those who are destined to be initiated, normally they would hear sounds and see light in childhood also sometimes, because they're taking care of in the womb of the mother already. It's not the time of initiation only, okay? You're taking care when you have disaster, when you have accident or something like that. Sometimes you see the master came to your life way many years before you even met the master in person. Is that not so? Yeah. Okay, you know, huh? Okay. All right. And remember, Jesus said, I come to collect my lost sheep. Yeah? He knows which one. That one, you know, my eggs.
Okay.
Wow, it's nice language.
After initiation, I had many experiences. When I was doing the sound meditation,
that's good.
Tak, ale czego ja muszę chodzić do pracy zawodowej i próbowałam do emerytury pracować.
But I have to go to work and start my pension soon, my retirement soon. She wanted to meditate, she didn't want to go to work.
że muszę je realizować i to próbuję w tragiczny sposób robić na pianinie. Ja nigdy nie uczyłam się gry na żadnym instrumencie. Nie mam pojęcia o nutach.
Everything vibrates in her so much that after the meditation she wants to play music and she never played before that, so she plays piano now.
Wow, genius.
Ponieważ nie znam nut, musiałam ułożyć sama jakiś swój własny cyfrowy zapis tego wszystkiego.
Because she doesn't know how to write the music, she worked out some way to write her music, not the regular way, her way.
Okay.
I miałam serty karty zapisane tymi cyframi.
And she had a whole pile of them, her notes.
Okay, so meditation is good, but better lead a normal life. It's more balanced.
Medytacja jest bardzo dobra, ale musimy żyć codziennym życiem i wykonywać wszystkie obowiązki. She's asking how to do it.
Yeah, so it's easier to balance, like work and meditate.
Pracuj i medytuj.
Please work in the house. Clean the dishes and wash the clothes.
Musisz wyczyścić cały dom, zawsze myć naczynia i prać ubrania.
I don't think God likes to come in a dirty house.
Bóg nie lubi przychodzić do brudnego domu.
Mam jeszcze taką prośbę, ponieważ miałam doświadczenie sprzed wielu lat, około 12 lat, i szukałam przez te 12 lat mistrza, którego wreszcie żywego dzisiaj widzę w ciele.
She had an experience 12 years ago and she was looking for a master, living master, and finally she found one.
To znaczy ja nie wiem, czy wtedy poznałam tego mistrza, ale szukałam i teraz wiem, że ten mistrz, którego widzę dzisiaj, to jest właśnie mistrz, a nie kto inny. Ale wtedy dowiedziałam się o tym, co, jak o swoim zadaniu w tym życiu. I to może nie, chciałabym i może powinnam powiedzieć o tym pani mistrzyni. Chciałabym to napisać, czy może pani wyrazić na to zgodę, że przeczyta to, co spróbuję napisać.
12 years she was looking for the master and now she knows that the master is in front of her and she has some experiences she would like to write about to the master and she is asking for the permission if master will read it.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You know, she's not the only one that likes to kind of renounce the world. And then go deep into the spiritual meditation side. I can well understand that. And that's why I left my home and went in search for my spiritual heritage. I went to different countries, you know, from young age, even though I did not officially let go for that. Finally I did. She just like some of the yogis in the Himalayas or other masters in Tibet, you know, elsewhere or from ancient times. People just like to live with God, to nourish their soul by the food of the spiritual vitamins. And find it very difficult to adjust to the normal standard of living. And that's why many people renounce the world, become like hermits and monks. That is just a period of our life. No magic becomes the whole life. We can do that too. We can do that too. But then, what for? Huh? What for? Well, I don't find any difference of going going to the Himalaya, sleeping in the hot oil, and walking around the street of London and wearing high heels. You can, but then you miss out a lot. You know, since we're here, play the game until it ends. Yeah, but some people are like, it's fine with me. But we still have to mix with the world anyhow. Suppose you go into the Himalaya, then you don't have money to buy tickets to London for retreat. It depends. If you can afford it, it's okay with me. It's okay with me if you want to leave the world and go to the moon. It's okay, huh? But then if you want to go to the moon, then why not stay in London, you know? Why should we make the difference? Why should we discriminate between the Himalaya and London supermarket? Well, it's more polluted here, I must admit. But then we don't live just for clean air alone, you know? We don't come here just for clean air alone. We don't come here just for individual peace alone. We come here for something, huh? We come here to integrate with all the God-like people who walk this earth. We come here to make a shining example of what we believe to be noble and angel-like kind of lifestyle. If we stay in Himalaya, it's also fine, but then nobody can see us. And if we think the world is so polluted, so bad already, and so dark already, and we take away the light, the only light that, or the rare light that there is, and then take it away somewhere else, then who are we to blame? Who can we blame if the world is dark? When we always take whatever light there is, take away from the world. Better 1, 2, 3 lights than no light. Huh? So just stay right where you are. The group meditation is good? Yes. I know it is good. That's why I tell you, go to group meditation. It's very good. Even it's good for me.
We appreciate your company today on Between Master and Disciples. More constructive programs will be coming up next, right after Noteworthy News. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. We wish you inner peace and spiritual insights every day.
Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BMD.